Okay.
The Divrei Torah tonight are Lili Nishmas Gershon Ben Yechiel Akoyin and Guta Henya Basta Nachashom Shav Aliyah Mechayel Akoyin. The there's a lot of topics lumped together in this week's parasha. Last year, exactly a year ago, we spoke right here about the inyan of the Nachasha Nachoshes, so we're not going to recap that. But there are two events that are seemingly unconnected, but they're actually integrally connected, as we will explain. All right, the Torah, you know, the Pasuk opens up with Parah Aduma. Vikhu Elecha Parah Aduma Tmima, Chazal say on that Pasuk, Elecha Parah Aduma, right, that the Lecha Ani Megale Tame Parah V'Lacherim Chuka, right, Moshe Rabbeinu, to you, Lecha, I will explain to Parah Aduma, to you, it's not going to be a mystery, to everyone else, it's a chok that has to be explained on faith. Right? And this was, the necessity for a Parah Aduma is already at the beginning of, their sojourn in the desert. Right? Because following the Chet HaEgel, which they did on Shavuos or Tammuz, right? The Chet Adam Rishon made a comeback. Right, and people started dying again. Right, this further got compounded. With the Chet HaMeraglim. People died every year. Right, like Chazal tell us at Tisha B'Av every year they dug their graves and they just watch when they'd get up the next day. So of course, with all that dying going around, they needed a Parah Aduma. So the TV of Parah Aduma was and we know it's the very second year after they came out from Mitzrayim. There were people that were Tamil and Nefesh that couldn't do the Korban Pesach they were supposed to do in the Midbar. And they had a problem with, fitting in the Hazos in time. As we know, so they got, Pesach Sheni by Pesach Sheni. So Parah Aduma comes up right at the beginning, right? But then we have, not too further along in the parsha, very close by, right? The story of, Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock as opposed to talking to the rock. And Rashi stresses, as very apparent, this is 40 years later, right? So Parah Aduma, the necessity thereof was immediate. Right after, very shortly after Mount Torah, he needed a Parah Aduma and he used the Parah Aduma, right? And then, that was immediate. Then you have, the whole story of what finalized something which was already prophesied beforehand. Eldad and Medad already had a prophecy about this, that Moshe is not going to take Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe is going to die in the Midbar. And this is what sealed it. There was something, this was looming for a while. Back in Mitzrayim, the Tztagninim, right, the stargazers of Paro also foresaw what was going to happen this week's parsha with the hitting of the rock as opposed to talk to it. They knew it had something to do with water, right? That Moshian Shel Yisrael is Lokeh B'mayim, and that's why they had, legislated to, Hayora Tashlichu, throw him into the water, whoever's going to save Klai. So Moshian Shel Yisrael has a vulnerability when it comes to water. So this was all foretold, but, sealed over here. And these two things are very close to each other. So there is a very deep connection over here. The Rashi, when working through, the Psukim again, he first works through the Psukim of Parah Aduma halachically, and then Al Pi Yisodos Shel Moshe HaDarshan, he goes back to them Al Pi Agoda with other Chazal. So we know one of the things is Zos HaTorah Odom Kiyomus Po'el. So Chazal Darshan is something very interesting. Zos HaTorah, you want to be Kone Torah, Odom Kiyomus Po'el, Yomus Atzmo Bo'el Ashel Torah. Amelus Batorah is to the point of, you have to push yourself to your, kill yourself over it. Right? What does one have to do with the other? That the remez, Amelos Batorah is in the parsha of Parah Aduma. Right? So Rashi did, in the course of working through the Psukim a second time, the Midrashim says, shows how everything about Parah Aduma is a tikkun for Chet HaEgel. Which by no coincidence brought death back, because Yisrael Shamdu Har Sinai Paskazu Masam Chazal say, for a short while they were above the Chet of Adam Rishon, and they were thus immortal, because they undid the Chet Tzedas, and this kind of brought it back. So that reversed the great setback of Matan Torah. Right? So to understand this and to understand, therefore, what happened by the May Meriva. The necessity for Amel's Batara, why is there such a thing? Right, there's no problem, let's say, in the secular discipline. We're not going to tell our kids this, right? This is between us, right? There's no problem doing the Cliff Notes, the Monarch Notes, Physics for Dummies, and passing your test on the basis of that. Nothing wrong with that. There's no din of Amelos in secular studies. It's not written anywhere that you have to work hard, right? It's not, as what I say, if hard work would make everyone rich, then every construction worker should be a millionaire, right? So it doesn't have to be that way. If you get by the easy way, there's nothing wrong with that, right? We know from Hilchos Talmud Torah la'halacha v'lamaseh, right? The Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's all brought down, all copied in the Shulchan Aruch Kimat verbatim, right? That's not true. You're not Kona Torah, but Mishem Marpat Salem, right? There are no shortcuts. There is no easy way. There is no Kenyan Torah for someone that's not willing to push himself to the max, to the limit. You have to be Mitzar Gufo Talmud. It's all Gebracht la'alocha. It's not, doesn't mean that you have to be willing if necessary. No. Meaning, lechatchila. You know, when sitting down to learn, you have to put yourself in a situation where you're at a stressing point. Why is that? But ideas like this, you know, Torah is different from all the other secular disciplines, because the secular disciplines, including making a living, this is all from earth. This is all, you know, the sciences describe the natural world, right? And commerce is how to make use of the natural world. It's all from here, right? So if you get by the easy way, get by the easy ways. No crime in that. Just don't steal, right? But, you know, there's no crime in doing it the easy way, and there ought to be an easy way because this is not bigger than you. This is on par with you. You should be able to find a way to do this, right? Torah is different. Torah comes from heaven. Right, it's heavenly. Right, so now we're talking about making an impossible, you know, bridge, seemingly, bringing the earthly, bridging it with the heavenly. So now, by the big problem of bridging the earthly with the heavenly, you know, it wasn't always a problem. You know, for a few hours originally, it wasn't a problem. Right, a few hours I'm talking about by the first day of creation, right, by Adam Arishan. When he was originally came off Hashem's assembly line, he was Yetzir Kapav Shakarish Baruch Hu, perfectly holy, right? And the body was holy also, and that's why he walked around naked. Velo Yisposhashu, he had no shame. Not what's there to be ashamed. There's nothing dirty about the body. Like the Ramban says, it's a kli. You could do mitzvahs with. You're ashamed of your tefillin. You're ashamed of your tzitzis. Why should you be ashamed of your body? There's nothing you do mitzvahs with. And in that state of when he was immortal, he wasn't meant to die, right? That was parallel to the situation of how the body was pure. There was no problem, with the merging the body with Kedusha. And that's what the Eitz HaChaim was. After he did the sin, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up the La'at HaCherev HaMit HaPeches, right? The flipping, flaming sword to bar him from the Eitz HaChaim, not Roi for Torah anymore. Right? So, but that, the Eitz HaChaim we know is Torah. After we went through Kor our Barzel, right? And we got our purification in Mitzrayim. So now we're Roi for Torah. And the first time around, well, we were Mamish Roi, right? That we had totally purified ourselves. We had really gotten transcended the sin of Adam Rishon, and we're really, really Roi by Matan Torah. And to really merge with the Torah. And in that state where we were called Aniya Marti Elohim Atem, Chazal say on that pasuk, that's Am Yisrael by Matan Torah. We were like divine. We were Nikra Elokus, Kivyachol, right? The body was totally fixed. In that, in that circumstance, the luchas that we were supposed to get in response to that original receiving of the Torah, when we were, where the body was perfectly clean, was luchas, the first luchas, were both stone and writing, were equally heavenly. Haluchas mais Elokim heima, v'amichtav michtav Elokim chorus ala luchas. The Chazal Darshi, Altika Choros El Acherus, that we were liberated from the Malchamas, liberated from the Yetzihara. So the stone representing the body was Maisel Kim, was holy, was representing like our body, perfectly holy. After Cheta Ego, so Moshe Rabbeinu, begs for mercy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makabos Tfilos. But it's not the same after that. The second Luchas, the Luchas are from earth, Psolacha. The chasavti aluchas doesn't say chorus, doesn't say engraved. Mistam was engraved, but he used the word ksiva, so you shouldn't make the drush of chayrus, right? Because we're no longer free of the etar, no longer free of the malach amavis. All right, so even though Mistam was engraved, but it's called ksiva, we shouldn't make the drush of chayrus, right? Because now you're talking about it bridging the earthly with the heavenly. So now, because you're trying to, so it's there's no natural congruence. So because there's no natural congruence, that's why amelus is necessary. You have to push yourself to the stressing point where you push the body down, and that determination flares up the neshama. And it's in those moments of flare up, the body, the flesh is pushed down, you know, and the neshama in response flares up. It's at that moment where you can have real kinyan Torah. Right, you break a little bit past your physical side. And by no coincidence, it's called Mamis Atzolah, because it's the, you got to get past the death barrier. The barrier between the Guf and Kedusha is called death. Because you know, when we're mortal and we're shaykh to death, that's when the body being mortal and being shaykh to death is what's the body in its impure state makes it not right for Torah. Right? You know, and therefore, Amelus is called, is Merumas in Mamis Atmalea, you're willing to take a countermeasure to death, right? Because it's the death barrier between us and the Torah Chaim, and Amelus is like Mamis Atmalea, I'm willing to do a countermeasure and even kill myself over the learning, and that's in a sense of overcoming the death barrier that there is between the Guf and its comfort level and the Torah, and that's why Amelus is necessary. Right? But who needs Amelus? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need Amelus because his body was pure. He wasn't involved in Chet Eigel. He wasn't on earth when it happened. Right? He was in Shemayim. And the Torah is made. On the day of his death, he showed no infirmities of old age. If he not for the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to die, he wouldn't have died. Right? It was only because by divine command he died. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, he's got no problem understanding Torah. So now, for us, that fact that there are mysteries in the Torah, you think, well, the Torah is nonsensical, chas v'shalom, all of Torah makes perfect sense, just our minds are limited, and we can't understand, you know, so to us, it seems like a mystery. So that's what it means, right? It's all niflamoy. Then paraduma is the remes tamels patar, because paraduma is a response to death, right? We did, you know, death made a comeback, you know, death, which comes from the Eitz Hadas, which the Torah is supposed to purify, made a comeback with Cheta Ego, right? And because that's why you need Amelus Batera, right? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need all that. He's pure. He's clean. So to him, Parah Aduma is no mystery. He understands it perfectly. We who require Amelus, because we're limited, so even with Amelus, you don't get past all the limitations, right? But it is very interesting. You know, there's a Sfas Emes that says on the Pasuk, Im b'chukosai telechu. So what does Rashi say? Shtu amelim b'torah, right? So it should have said, Im b'mishpotai telechu. Because we know chukim is what you don't understand, right? And mishpotim is what you do understand. That's the dine momentous things that even if it wouldn't have been given, we would have legislated things that are similar to it. So why say, b'chukosai telechu, should be tefakir, you know, b'bakam, b'mtir, b'bas, Im b'mishpotai telechu, b'amelim, is more shaykh where, so Sfasem says, no, that's the point. That's the whole point, you know, to teach you. First of all, chukim, there's plenty to understand there also, just you're not zocher to see it. But chukim also drives to us the home, the point, why amelus is necessary. If the Torah would be all mishpatim, you would think it's on par with human intelligence. You wouldn't think, you know, amelus is necessary. But you see, there's another aspect of Torah that's called chukim that we can't get our heads around. That reminds you that Torah is heavenly, zos chukas haTorah, and it reminds you of why amelus is necessary. Chukim are there to remind us why, you know, amelus is, you know, indispensable. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, Paradumas, he understands it just as he is a straightforward svara in Baba Kama, right? Because he was still on the level of the first luchas, right? For us, you know, it's a chukah. Right? But now is a new generation, right? And the Inyan, or we don't have time to explain this Barucha, but you know, Rashi says it's a new generation, and miraculously the whole Am Yisrael fit in that small area around this rock where they had to get water. Why? It's another Matan Torah. This is now the whole first generation died out, as Rashi stresses. Right? This is the new door that's going into Eretz Yisrael. This is a new Matan Torah. Right, and the waters that come out of this be'er are mamish keneged, you know, Torah, that's nimshol lamayim, kayadua, right? It's Kayadua, Berush and Miriam, right, is Mesugo for understanding in Torah. You know, say very quickly, my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro told us in Shir that when Rav Chaim Vital first was studying by the Arizal, he didn't understand the learning. So the Arizal took him out in a little rowboat to where Berush and Miriam is Gonuz, was Mashkim from Berush and Miriam, Va'oz Nisyashva Chokma Bekirbo, then the Chokma Sakabah settled, right? Those words were Keneged Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to v'dibartem el asela, right? As opposed to the rock that he hit in Parshas B'shachar, you're supposed to hit over v'dibartem, because you're supposed to, like, it should be that you start learning and reading the words of Torah, water comes out, meaning Havana starts flowing, right? That's what it's supposed to be, right? But Moshe Rabbeinu got frustrated, and according to the Rambam in the Shmona Prokim, that was the Ikrachet, he got angry. When angry, what did Chazal say? Im chacham hu, chachmaso mistalekes. Im navi hu, nevuaso mistalekes. Right? And what happens when you're frustrated? You don't have fun, you start hitting. Right? Right? So what does that Kodesh Baruch Hu say? Yan lohem mantem bi lagdi shen leni meiso. What do you say? Moshe didn't believe in God. He speaks to Hashem ponim al ponim. That's the point. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't believe in God. He knows there's a God. He speaks to Hashem ponim al ponim. Something that you see in front of you, the term emunah doesn't come into play. Emunah is for when things are not in front of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying like this, I put you in this situation of frustration to show the incongruence, this is all Sfas Emes, the incongruence between you and this door. All right, Pora Adum, which Moshe Rabbeinu understood, is in Seder Taharis. Right? What does the Pasuk say? V'yamuris techa chos yuas chokma v'das, yuras Hashem yotzor. The Gemara in Shabbos says, v'das zes Seder Taharis. To you, das, Moshe Rabbeinu, you have das, so to you, all the chukim of Seder Taurus and Klivara, to you makes perfect sense. You have Das Torah, real Das Torah. His brain is in perfect sync with Omek HaTorah. These guys, they're going into Eretz Yisrael. What's Emunas? Emunas is a Seder Zroim. In Eretz Yisrael, you need Emunah. Because over there, you work for a living, you don't get money from heaven, you don't have the miraculous bear. You go into a situation where you need Emunah. Right, you're incongruent with this generation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu bedafka to accentuate, right, and show this is a challenge. See if Moshe Rabbeinu could bridge the gap between him and this new generation. He's from Das Torah, the authentic Das Torah of Luchos Rishonos. This is the next generation, far from it. You know that they're on the level of Emuna, right? So he puts him in frustration. That's a frustrating thing because he, you know, like Rashi says, Rashi explains, you know, he spoke to the rock, didn't give, was the wrong rock. He put him in a situation where there's no das, silu kadas, right? And that's kas, right? You're acting, when you're frustrated, you don't understand what's going on, it's kas, right? So in this situation of silu kadas, you didn't have emunah as a way to cope when there's silu kadas. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, right? So there's an incongruence between you and this generation, right? And that's why we went back to needing Amelus again. He tried to re-give us the Torah, just start speaking Divrei Torah, the waters flow freely. No, now it's with Pech. You have to bang your head against the Gemara, with Amelus, right? And only then the waters go, first Tipin, Tipim, and only after that Mayim Merubim, right? That we were not Zochet to go under him into Eretz Yisrael, right? But just one more word, the Hanhoga goes to Yoshua. Chachon Shostroi Omrim Pnei Moshe Kepnei Chama, Pnei Yoshua Kepnei Levana. Right, the Levana is what's Memshalto Balila, right? What does it say by night? The Emunascha Balelos. So Yoshua is connected to the moon. Memshal Balila. Emuna, he's one, he's the mind that can take on, because he's on the same Seichel as the Seichel of the door. Skadal v'skadash mei rabah v'modi rochi rusei v'amlich makosei v'chayechom yomikon v'chayedokol v'Yisrael v'agolov v'zman korei v'imru amein
amein yeshom v'rach yolam omei
yolam omei omaya yizborach v'yishtabach v'yisbar v'yisomah v'yisnasei v'yisador v'yisalei v'yisalol shmei tekucha v'rikhu leilo minko v'chasa v'shirasa t'chasa v'nechamasa damirom bomba v'imru amein I saw the Venon Val Tamide and Valcode, Samide, Valcom and Oskin by Rice, the Vassar Day, with you call Sar Vassar, Yehelo, the Kong Sombrava, Kim the Kins of Rachamin, Kind Rhythms on a Vita with Kongan Shmaya Vara, Vimrua May, Yehe Sombrava, Minchumaya, Vakaimoli, Valco Israel, Vimrua May. Ose Sombrava, Vuya, Sesh Omolino, Valco Israel, Vimrua May.